Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yes, I just wanted to ask some, I was responding to your letter. Was it the Bank of Cardiff?
Right. It's the Bank of Cardiff. Could you please give me your 16 digits reservation code?
Right here. 2311101010041225 7.
Just one moment, I'll bring your file up. No, something went wrong. I'm sorry, could you please give it to me again? 2311, then?
Yeah, 2311, then it's 1101-0041-2257.
I'll try again.
The business name is okay. Dixie
Services. Dixie Services. Yes, I got it. And what is your name, please?
Jim. James Valentine.
Okay, great. And how long you've been the owner of this business?
Well, since the name Dixie Service since 2002. It's about
okay.
14 years.
Okay, great. And what kind of services your company provides? What are you doing?
Excavation and landscape.
I see. And what is your business's gross annual sales, approximately at least?
It's about $8,000 a month,
$96,000 a year?
8 times 12, 96,000.
A year?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you need funds for right now? What do you need money for?
Just for equipment.
Okay. What kind of equipment?
A loader.
Okay. And how much this piece of equipment costs? How much are you planning to spend?
Up to $20,000. So that ideally, I'd like to borrow $20,000.
Okay.
I don't know what I qualify
okay.
for. And that was what I was going to ask. How much do I need to make for if I have enough? Do I make enough to get a business loan?
For equipment, yes. $96,000 per year could be enough for equipment, for $20,000 in equipment, because equipment loan is secured loan. So let's say you're not paying for your piece of equipment, we would pick it up, we would take it back. So that's why you can be qualified. How is your credit looks?
Well, that's another thing. I'm about 630 on my credit report, but I'm up to date on everything, and I'm paying on all my payments. I don't have that many payments. All my equipment's paid for now. I got a couple dump trucks, a backhoe, and I got a loader, and I got a bucket truck, and everything I got is paid for. So.
Okay.
Actually,
is it any reason why your credit is low? Did you have bankruptcy? Did you have foreclosure or anything?
No, but I did do a loan modification.
When?
What is it? That was several years ago.
I can see that you had a loan with Wells Fargo in April of 2013. Do you still have it?
I paid them all off and everything. I had a bunch of debt, but as far as I know, I paid all my bank cards.
Okay. Is that piece of equipment you need right now? It's going to be used, right? It's a used piece of equipment, right?
Used, yes.
Okay. Jim, what is your cell phone number?
208-660-7865.
And it's the same number as your business number?
I'm on the phone right now. Yeah, I used
Okay. Do you have the email?
I don't have any. I don't really use a computer. So, in fact,
okay.
I'm
do you have?
Okay. Have a phone number here, which is great.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have fax? Do you use fax?
Yeah, I do use a fax. I have a fax number.
Okay, give me the fax number.
208 again, 773-5747.
Is it always on your fax? I can send anytime, like in 5 minutes, I can send you the fax. It's okay?
Yeah, just go, 24 hours.
Okay.
Send it, so.
Okay, good. Listen, all I need from you, it's the most recent three bank statements, just first pages. One page from statement, from June statement, one page from May statement, and one page from April statement. Okay? And the application, which I will fax you. So you fill the application, send me back. You can fax it. Application, three pages. First pages of your three bank statements, okay? And do you have any information on what you're buying? So we would see advertising, or if you're buying it from a dealer, maybe there something, you know, just the description. Or if you have invoice or quote, great. If not, just the description.
Oh,
that's all I need.
I see.
That's all I need. We just need to know what you're buying. And do you know where you're going to buy it?
It's out of I think it's Spokane, Washington, but I haven't really checked out what I want to know how much I'm qualified for here first.
Okay,
you know,
wonderful. What is the new piece of equipment cost? This piece of equipment new, how much would it cost you?
Oh,
if you would buy new?
Well, probably $100,000 or something.
Wow, okay. Is it a titled equipment? What is it doing? What this equipment is for?
It's a loader. It fills up dump trucks. It's a front-end loader.
Okay, got it. So it's not a truck, it's not a, it doesn't have a title, it doesn't have anything, right?
No title.
Okay.
And is this like an equipment loan I'm getting? Or
yes.
It's an equipment loan?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Loan is up to 5 years long, and you will have, we would pay to whoever you want us to pay to. And then you will have the monthly payments to the bank. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, right. But I see. Okay, well, that makes sense. I mean, you're loaning the money, so you're pretty much the title will be in your. I mean, it'll be your piece of equipment until it's paid off.
Right, until you paid it off. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Would that be easier than I see? So I'm trying to think what else is required. I've done this before. I lease to own on a.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. That's exactly what it's going to be. Lease to own. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's say I'm trying to think what else. Would that be easier to get a loan on that or adding to my on a pool building.
On which building?
I'm trying to think. I want to build a 40 by 40 pool building. A building.
Okay.
Would it be easier to borrow on a building or a piece?
No, we would not give you money on a building. The only thing we could do, it's a working capital loan, and these loans are short term. They are from 3 to 18 months, but you wouldn't be qualified for it because you need at least 10,000 a month in deposits to be qualified for this loan.
Oh, I can do that. Okay. But you just,
but you can be qualified for equipment loan.
But for equipment, I see. Okay. Okay, anyway, in the meantime, go ahead and fax that out, and
okay.
I'll get that over.
Okay. Yeah, and if, by the way, you can get approved, and then you have 30 days to find your piece of equipment or, and buy it, or you can find it and then get approved.
You can get approved
maybe even for more than $20,000. I haven't seen your bank statements yet and your credit report. The most important is a credit report. But for equipment, you can get this money for building, no.
I see. Okay. All right. As far as, now again, I'm trying to think how that my, at least this equipment, what was required. Because again, this equipment doesn't have any title to it or anything like that.
It's so okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for us.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So what else is required on an equipment loan? You just have to
nothing. Just three bank statements, first pages, and the application.
And you have to know where it's. You know, you have to know where it's located, right?
Yeah.
Does that make any difference? Yeah. Okay, the physical address of the business.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it doesn't have to be there. If you need it somewhere on job site or somewhere, it's okay.
And how are the funds dispersed? Does that go to the seller, or do I just get cash here, or do I get a check and I go out and buy it? Or?
No, we're going to pay to whoever you will say, okay, I found it.
I
found it at this dealership, or I found it from this person, anywhere.
Okay.
So we will send them the money.
I get it. I got you. Okay. Well, that makes sense. All right. Anyway, thanks for your help. And, yeah, I'll look that thing over. Send that application out. Fax it to that number, okay?
Okay. Sure. Sure.
Yeah, okay.
So
well,
you send, you need three bank statements, first pages, and the application. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.